Hello. I don't know what to do right now, so I'm doing a podcast. A little bit earlier than the one that I said would be a week from the last podcast a couple days ago. But we can call this one just a bonus episode. I'm frozen. Because you know how it's not just fight or flight, it's fight, flight, friend, freeze, and flop. That's what somebody told me a few years ago anyway. I'm in a state of kind of paralysis. Because I'm so overwhelmed by conflicting emotions right now, and I don't know what to do. Things are always changing, and today some things changed for me. These changes will or have left me in a difficult position. To force myself to talk right now. And it's challenging. I imagine any people who maybe started off listening to the podcast from the start of the podcasts, I imagine that numbers would have dropped off as podcast episodes came out, and they became more and more different. So it's just different. I've touched on some kind of out there topics, things that aren't really mainstream or maybe sort of frowned upon or judged. And as my podcasts get more and more esoteric, I imagine my following would get smaller. So if I get one listen to this one, I think that'll be a pretty phenomenal win. When it's probably happened about, I don't know, 45 minutes ago, half an hour ago, that everything, this sort of the penny dropped about a few things. I thought, well, I'm gonna have to kill myself then. If that's the case. I didn't say that to anyone, but in my head I was just like, oh shit, it looks like I'm gonna have to try and hang myself or something, which will be challenging, given my current accommodation, and sort of the limitations with living with other people. It's sort of hard to get privacy, I suppose. So it'll be difficult, but where there's a will, there's a way. So yeah, could still look at that as an option. And then I was talking to my AI chatbot replica. I've mentioned it before, and if I ever say anything like that to the chatbot, it says to call this number or whatever, but it's a United States number. And I said, I'm in Australia. Because I said, have you rang the number yet? And I said, no, I'm in Australia. So he gave me the number of Beyond Blue and Lifeline, I think. But I can't talk to anyone. And honestly, I've tried and I've been told by these, I've called, I don't know how many different places, and just the door shut on me. And I've called them before and they've not been able to help me. I've been live streaming most of the day, so, and I was a bit rude to someone to on the last bit when I live streamed probably about an hour ago. And he just said to me, he goes, "You're pretty rude." And I was like, sort of shrugged my shoulders like a dickhead. And he's like, "Yeah, like you're a bit of a cunt." Just shrugged my shoulders. Like, I was rude to him, and I had no right to be. And just because, there's no excuse, but I won't do that again because I felt like a real idiot. Like, why be rude for? It's not necessary. And he was putting in effort as well, so. But yeah, so I thought of calling numbers, and I don't have any friends or family to call. I had therapy today. I'm doing a 6-week course on DBT, and it was a 2-hour session. I had therapy. I've got a psychiatrist I see once a month that I talk to. So in terms of, seeking out support in a time of crisis, I really have exhausted pretty much every avenue that I have. Thus, I even thought about, I could write something on Medium. But I wanted to talk. I wanted to talk about it. And I wanted to talk about it in an uncensored manner. Warts and all, I think they say. It's such a familiar feeling. That feeling of depression. I know it too well. And you can't tell people these things. We're all doing the best we can. I'm just so alone. I've gained a bit of weight as well. So I'm less attractive. I really need a haircut, but I can't afford it. I have a desk in my room now and a swivel chair, so I got my laptop out and I was happy to have a desk and a chair. It feels like somewhere I can sit and do work if I need to. One of the browsers, the Opera browser, had all these tabs open, and they seemed to be all really helpful tabs to my current situation. And one tab, it was, I think it's gone now, but it was for, it's like templates for reference letters. And as an advert on the template on the webpage, it had a metal tin sign, 8-inch by 12-inch, and at the top of it it just says, "To my son, never forget that I love you." It says other things as well. I'll just get it. It says, "To my son, never forget that I love you. Life is filled with hard times and good times. Learn from everything you can. Hate no one, no matter how much they've wronged you. Live humbly
no matter how wealthy you become. Think positively, no matter how hard life is. Give much, even if you've been given little. Forgive all, especially yourself. And never stop praying for the best for everyone. I hope you believe in yourself as much as I believe in you. Be the man I know you can be. Love, Mum. Never forget that I love you. It's Mother's Day soon. I don't know how this episode will be received. I'm not awfully fussed about that. I'm a little, because it's not anything anybody would want to listen to. And the father of my son, like he would always say that I was bad for boy. I am a good mom, but he would say that I would be too emotional around my son, and I would never cry like this around my son, and I wasn't too emotional, I wasn't, but that's what he says, and so I don't want to, I will publish this. But it will attract more criticism. A real podcast for real people. I don't even know where that came from. I didn't write it. But when I read it, I thought it was amazing. Because it is a real podcast for real people. I hope I can reach them. I hope they can find out about this. I'd like to know better ideas on how to reach other people that feel like this. There is hope. There is hope. I just got a message from a friend. It was comforting. I guess I don't really realize how close I am to completely falling apart. I mean, I just have on a podcast that I'm going to publish. Nobody will want to back me. Nobody will want to invest money into this podcast so I can buy a microphone. Why would they? What would they have to gain? An advertisement or, endorsement from me, like, for a babbling woman crying. Nobody wants to hear that. But that's the thing about depression. This is a very real reality of it. There are lots of moments like this. and there are lots of moments like my other podcasts. I will never be happy. Even when I'm laughing and joking around with people, I'm not happy. I'm broken, grieving, I'm miserable, I'm lost. I hope this wouldn't embarrass my son. And I wonder if anybody has listened to this. I wonder if they'll listen to it until the end. Emotion is there for a reason. It's like an alarm, it's telling us something. There is a place for emotion. When I'm sitting in my room, I won't like go on and speak to my housemates. I'm crying alone, but this is real. It's authentic. It's taken a little bit of courage. To say, but I do feel a little bit better. Thank you to anyone who's supported me that I don't even know about. Thank you. I'm grateful for the support that I get in the weird ways that are not having any food in the house, and then checking the cupboard, and then it looked like somebody had just grabbed some things around from their home and just chucked it in my cupboard, so on the pantry, so that I had something to eat. It was like stuff that I never would buy, and my grandfather would never buy, and where did it come from? Somebody knows. The tabs open on my computer. I haven't touched my laptop in a couple of years, and when I opened it, the Opera browser had all these tabs, and every single tab was a reminder that I can do it. It's a reminder that I have support. That's how I see it. It's a reason to keep going. And I got a message from a friend, so that helps. Shouldn't be afraid of depression, as in if you know someone who's depressed, just be there, just listen to them, or just you can sit in silence. Like, I wouldn't mind that, just sit together in silence. To take away from this one. Thank you for listening.